Vocabulary with comments, list 26, liquid verbs. Now, what's a liquid verb? It has a stem that ends in lambda, mu, nu, or rho. And so you'll see that right before the omega, the personal ending, you'll see this lambda, mu, nu, or rho in all of these words. Okay, so iro means I take up or take away. So what's the letter? Iro. Rho, right? Iro. We have aeroplanes, iroplanes, right? That take you up, up, and away. Iro means I take up or take away. Apothnesko means I die. Apothnesko means I die. Now, wait a minute, you say. There's no lambda, mu, nu, or rho there. Well, you're absolutely right, because in the present tense stem, apothnesko is not liquid, but it is in the future tense stem, which is apothanumai. So it's a noon there. Apothanumai means I will die. Now, this is tricky because you can see that with some of these verbs that are irregular, they might be deponent in one tense stem and not another. They might be liquid in one tense stem and not another. Yes, there are some oddballs that, you know, make us a little crazy, but we'll get over it, okay? Apothnesko means I die. Apokrinomai means I answer. Now notice amai. This is also deponent. Apokrinomai means I answer, but hear the noon there before the amai. Apokteno means I kill. Obviously it's a noon. Apokteno, I kill. Apostello means I send. Apostello means I send. And we have the word apostle. They are sent with a message, or apostolos, remember, was the noun form. Apostello means I send. Ballo means I throw or put, and balls are thrown. That helps me remember it. It's not really a cognate, but ballo means I throw or put. Obviously, a lambda there. Lambda, mu, nu, or rho. Before the personal endings, it's a liquid. Ekballo means I cast out. So look what happened there. Balo became ekballo. We're attaching a preposition. Ek means like out of, right? So ekballo, I cast out, okay? Agero means I raise up. Obviously, the ro there, agero. Agero means I raise up. Krino means I judge or decide. We have the word critic, and critic is often judgmental. Krino. Krino means I judge or decide. Lego means I say or speak. And we talk about a monologue, monolego, I say. It's a speech or words by a single person, monologue. Lego means I say or speak. But wait, you're saying, gamma is not a lambda, mu, nu, or rho. Why is lego a liquid verb? Well, again, it's because it's liquid in the future. In the future tense stem of lego is ero. So ero means I will speak. Now, how did we go from lego to ero? Well, this is a verb with multiple roots. We'll talk more about that later. But lego is liquid, not in the present tense stem, but in the future tense stem, lego. Meno means I remain or abide. We have the word permanent things. Meno, per, mano. That's a little bit of a stretch, honestly. Permanent things remain. Meno means I remain or abide. I think it's easier to remember meno because it's one of John's favorite words. He talks about abiding in Christ, meno. It's one of his, I think, theologically very important verbs. Meno means I remain or abide. And then pino means I drink. Potions, perhaps slightly related to pino. If that helps you, great. If not, don't use it. Potions are drunk. Well, pino means I drink. Pino, I drink. And you can hear that noon before the omega, pino. Let me just quickly read down the liquid verbs, except for the oddballs. Listen for the lambda, mus, nous, and ros. Iro, apocrinomai, apocteno, apostello, balo, ekbalo, egero, crino, minno, pino, lambda, mu, nu, or ro, before the personal ending, that's a liquid.